Lionel. Yo, Lionel.
What's up?
How's your head?
Feels like it got whacked by a tree. How's it supposed to feel?
Like it got whacked by a tree, I guess. Listen, I know you don't remember anything, so I did some looking through your stuff.
Hang on. You went through my stuff?
I know. But just from talking to you, I could tell that you don't buy into the whole global community thing. I was trying to find something to prove it to you.
Did you?
I found this under your pillow.
A Bible?
A pocket Bible. Doesn't look like you've brought anything else with you, so I'm guessing they took all your other stuff when they grabbed you.
Grabbed me? What are you talking about? I'm here because I want to be a morale monitor.
No, you don't. Trust me.
Yeah, I do. Maybe I ought to start my career by turning your butt in.
Oh, boy.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 36, Separate Ways.
Please God, I hope Ryan wasn't here. Ryan? Ryan? Are you down there? Phoenix! Easy, boy. Easy. Where's Ryan? Take me to Ryan. Okay, why am I talking to a dog? Hold on, boy. I'm coming. Times like this, sure am glad I quit smoking.
To tell me about my mother.
You're gonna have to wait. We don't have any information to give you right now.
Do you have any idea who I am?
No, and I don't care. You're walking. We're interested in those that aren't. So if you want to get arrested...
I'll take her, sir.
Who are you?
She's my sister, so I'll just... We'll let you get back to work.
Vicky?
Shh, quiet till I get you away from these guys.
Hold on, you two.
Don't run. Yeah, is there a problem?
There is if you plan on going back into the subdivision.
Yeah, I think my friend's trapped in his house.
Which house?
Left side, 405 in, with the black shutters.
There's nobody in there. If they survived the quake, the water's gotten to him by now.
Great. What are you doing over here, Darian?
I have to find out about my mother. I think she's dead.
Oh, you gotta be more careful. The GC wouldn't tell you if she was dead. I'm more likely to arrest you on the spot.
I didn't know what to do. I saw all the dead people. Mrs. Moore, Mr. Moore.
The Moores are dead?
Yes.
Are you okay?
I'm not hurt, if that's what you mean.
Good, because I'm going to need your help.
I need to find my mother.
I promise to help you find out about your mother, but first I need to find Ryan. Will you help?
Then you'll help me?
Absolutely.
Okay, where do we start?
Good question.
Hey, Pete! Pete, you still down here?
No, actually, I thought I'd go do a little jogging.
Dude, I managed to get an ambulance for you.
Well, how'd you do that? Weren't they kind of busy?
Well, it turned out that the guy they were working on, he didn't make it.
Amazing.
What?
I get help because some other guy kicks it.
Yeah, that is weird.
So, where's this miracle ambulance?
They're coming.
Hey, how's the hog treating you?
That's a big chunk of bike you got there, Pete.
Yeah. You know, it's strange. I don't really feel any pain, just sort of numb.
Just lay still.
Yeah. I was going to suggest we play volleyball.
Maybe later. So, Pete, you remember where you were on the night of the disappearances?
Man, are you kidding? I was at a motorcycle convention in Nevada. Food, folks, and fun with some nice bikes thrown in. It's great because you see a lot of old friends, make some new ones. There's every type of life form there you can imagine. I mean, everybody rides.
Until the disappearances?
Oh, yeah. Well, We were all lined up on the strip in Vegas. Every night it's like a parade of motorcycles. I tell you, it's a thing of beauty. My posse was all lined up to watch them pass, so we rode the first two nights. This was the third, and we wanted to see this thing of beauty.
Cool.
Anyway, there's always this group of bikers who are deep on the religious kick. You know, leather with Jesus Saves written in sequins or something. Crosses, the whole deal.
Okay.
So there's a couple dozen of these cats riding in the middle of the pack. They go cruising by. I'm looking to my left to see who's next. All of a sudden, there's this horrible noise to my right. And I turn around just in time to see the last few bikes crash into this huge pile.
The riders vanished, huh?
Into thin air.
Wow.
Must have been 30 hogs piled up in the street there. They found a couple of bodies in the pile, but mostly just clothes and jewelry.
So, what happened next?
What happened was me and my lady went to a bar and got slammed. At the time, that's the only way I could deal with it.
But it didn't go away when you sobered up.
Tell me about it. I've been dry for a year now, and it still won't go away.
So, what do you think happened?
I don't know for sure. I've heard every theory you can imagine. I tend to think the Jesus thing is pretty close to the truth.
Really? How come?
My mom disappeared too, just like she said she would. She kept saying I wouldn't, but that she was praying that would change.
My whole family vanished too. They were all Christians.
Coincidence?
Want to hear what I think?
We got a little time. Go for it.
What's this all about? Who's Ryan?
What?
It's written here in your Bible. To Lionel from Ryan. Who's Ryan?
Don't know.
We need to get to Chicago, man. I think we need to find these people.
What for?
Answers. That's what for.
We don't even know who they are. How are we gonna find them?
I don't know. It's just, I think this Bible means something.
It don't mean nothing. Maybe this Ryan guy just gave me something to read when I left.
I think it's worth checking out.
I'm not sure I want to know.
Why not?
Look, if my memory comes back, fine. But right now, I don't want to turn my back on what the global community is offering.
You ought to give this Ryan guy a try.
I'll think about it. But right now, I got a job to do.
This is the house right here.
There's not much left.
I know.
What's the extension cord for?
Well, I gotta get into the basement and see if Ryan's there. This is close to a rope as I could find.
Gotcha.
Problem is, I'm guessing there's a lot of water and... Get down!
You must not return. If you need help, please move to the open areas. Looters will be shot.
A charming little message.
I think they mean it.
No doubt. We should hurry.
Vicky! Stop!
Who's that?
What?
Vicky, it's Tom. Get over here.
Tom, what are you doing here?
I came to find you.
We're looking for Ryan.
Ryan's not here. I got him out a couple hours ago.
Oh, thank God.
Now come on before you get yourself shot.
Freeze! Don't move!
Tom!
Do what he says.
All of you, get down on the ground.
I'm a cop.
Gonna need to see some ID.
Right jacket pocket. Take a look.
Fogarty, that you?
Yeah.
This is a Chicago shield. In case you didn't notice, you're in Mount Prospect.
I was looking for my friend here.
Maybe you didn't hear the message. Nobody's supposed to go back to their homes.
We're just leaving.
You got that right. And if I see any of you around here again, I won't hesitate to shoot. That means you too, ladies.
You won't see us again. Promised.
Get out of here.
You said you found Ryan?
Yeah, he was trapped in the basement, but I got him out.
Is he okay?
Oh, sorry. Tom Fogarty, this is Darian. She's a friend of Ryan's and mine.
Darian? Seems I've heard that name lately.
She's Maxwell Staley's daughter.
Really? I'm sorry to hear that.
Is Ryan okay?
I brought him to one of the trauma centers. The doctor there was making him comfortable, but he's in pretty bad shape.
What's wrong with him?
He'd been lying in cold water for a while, so his body went into shock. Started shutting down.
Is he gonna be okay?
The doctor didn't sound too hopeful, but doctors always give you the worst case scenario.
I have to find him.
Wish I could help. They moved him to a temporary medical setup. They didn't tell me where he was gonna end up.
How are you doing?
The doctor just checked me out. other than this gash on my head and the memory loss, I'm in great shape.
How long do you have to stay in the med tent?
Doc says I can jump right back into duty as long as I don't show any side effects.
Side effects? What does that mean? I mean, if you forget that it's considered bad to shoot people and level a camp, would that be considered a side effect?
So, it's bad to shoot people?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, relax. It's just my past that seems to have gone a little cloudy. Otherwise, I'm okay.
Cool. Hey, I wanted to ask you about something.
Yeah?
You said I could thumb through that Bible of yours. Well, according to the notes, which I assume you wrote, everything that's happened was predicted in the Bible.
So?
I really think we should find these friends of yours.
Why do you keep talking about that?
Because I don't think you believe in what the GC is doing. I think you were tricked into coming here, and now they're taking advantage of your memory loss.
Well, you're thinking wrong.
Come outside here, just for a second.
What?
Just trust me, come on. Look at that.
Yeah? Putting up a radio tower or something. So what?
It's a cellular communication tower. The GC owns all the companies.
That'll still take months to get up and running.
The tower's already up. What else do they need? They're ready to make cell calls right now.
What about electricity?
See that bank of panels just below the top?
Yeah.
Solar powered.
They shoot it that quick.
I guess being able to talk to people is more important than saving them. But you didn't hear that from me.
I don't get it. Nikolai Carpathia is a man of peace. Isn't the global community trying to help everyone?
There's an old saying, I think it's from Star Trek, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
You're saying the GC is just one big power trip.
Listen, Carpathia owns the media. He controls the countries that produce the most oil. Now he controls the communications. What else does he need?
If all that stuff is controlled by one person, we ain't gonna have any more wars or nothing. That sounds like a good thing.
I don't know. I don't know what to believe.
Haya. Haya.
I'm here.
How are you?
Oh, I'm dying. I taste blood. There's very little time left, Father. You must trust Jesus.
You are delirious.
I'm telling you the truth. Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. You cannot get to the Father except through him.
I will not.
I won't argue with you anymore. I only ask you to do me a favor.
What?
If you survive this, find Vicky and tell her what happened.
You'll be fine. Just rest.
Promise me.
I will find Vicky.
No, promise me.
I promise.
Oh, thank you.
Hello? Is anybody in there?
Yeah, there's two of us down here.
Papa?
How badly are you pinned?
Neither of us can move.
All right, hang in there. I'll be right back.
Papa?
Kaya, someone's found us.
I love you, Papa.
Kaya! Kaya!
Okay, watch his head. On my count. One, two, three, lift!
You're gonna be fine, Pete. Don't sweat it.
Hey, I owe you a major, my friend.
No problem. I mean, you let me use your bike and all.
I can do even better. I live a couple of miles from here. I was on my way to check on my girlfriend when I wiped.
You want me to check on her?
Oh, yeah, could you?
Just tell me how to get there.
It's easy. And when you get there, help yourself to one of the dirt bikes at my place. Better for off-roading than the hog is.
Wow, thanks, man.
Yeah, there's a Yam 250 there that's pretty cherry. Help yourself.
That's great, Pete. Thanks.
We gotta get rolling here.
Thank you. Listen, I just want to tell you...
Yeah?
All my mom's prayers were answered today.
Vicky, you're back.
Yeah, I found a friend of mine, Shelly. This is Darian.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Vicky, I just got back from the trailer park.
Is your mom okay?
I don't know. The whole place looked like something from a horror movie. Whole trailers were gone.
Gone? What do you mean gone?
These huge holes opened up in the ground. The trailers fell into them.
Was your mom in one of them?
Nobody knows. No one's seen her.
Oh, Shell, I'm really sorry. So what are we gonna do?
I'm not sure. Right now we're homeless. Unless Judd's house is still standing.
I don't think I can walk anymore today.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Mark was here before.
Oh, he's okay?
Yeah. He was supposed to bring John to college today.
Guess God had other plans.
Who's Mark?
A good friend of ours. He lives with his cousin and one of their aunts.
He did. Their house is gone.
Ugh. This rate, we'll be lucky to find a car to sleep in.
Well, Pete, the good news is your house doesn't look too bad.
Hello? Is anybody in there?
This doesn't look too good. Hello, anybody home? I'm a friend of Pete's. The door's unlocked. That's handy, but probably a bad sign. Hello? Suzanne? I'm a friend of Pete's. If you can hear me, let me know. Looks a little lighter in back. Hello? Suzanne? I'm a friend. Oh no. Oh, that is not pretty. So much for telling her about Pete.
Coming on tires, sir?
Lionel, come on in. How's your head?
Hurts like a train wreck, sir.
I just read the doctor's report. You should be fine in no time.
Hope so.
Lionel, I asked you here to set things in motion. The moment the meteor stopped, we had a few top-level meetings that, in essence, stepped up the program.
Meetings, sir?
Satellite phone. Doesn't matter what's happening on the ground. As long as the birds are still in geosynchronous orbit, we're up and running.
Sounds like a plan, sir.
Anyway, the long and short of it is that we feel it's time to put our morale monitors to work.
Really?
This earthquake changes everything. If you feel you're ready, we'll get the ball rolling and have you assigned right away.
You think I'm ready?
It's not like you'd be out there alone. There'll be hundreds of monitoring stations in the U.S. alone. Each station will have at least two monitors. You'll report to a regional commander. They report directly to Global Community Command.
How soon?
Within the week. Is there a problem?
Well, sir, with that tree smacking me, I don't remember too much about who I was. Am.
I'm confident your memory will come back in time.
Well, would you mind if I thought about it tonight and gave you an answer tomorrow?
Not at all. That sounds fair.
Oh, man! Woo! I haven't ridden like this in a long time. I'm sure this river was big before the quakes flooded everything. But now, there's gotta be a bridge that survived somewhere. I gotta find it before it gets too much darker. Here we go. Woo-hoo-hoo!
I don't know if it's such a good idea to stay here.
Why not?
Somebody might recognize either you or Darian.
Are you kidding? The shelter is so full of people, they won't even notice us.
I hope so.
I suppose you're right. Anybody want another bowl of soup?
Is there more?
They made a ton of it. It's probably enough for an army.
I'm done.
Me too. The soup was good, but I could really go for some shrimp cocktail right now.
Brian said you were a vegetarian.
Most of the time.
Shrimp cocktail? You spend too much time at the country club.
No such thing as too much time at the country club. So, what are you hungry for right now?
A cheeseburger. Extra cheese, extra fried onions, extra rare.
Yuck. Okay, right now, back to being a vegetarian.
I was good with soup, but you guys are making me hungry for dessert.
Cheesecake.
Apple pie and ice cream.
Oh, your mom used to make the best apple pie. Sorry.
It's okay. Was your mom
a Christian?
Yeah.
I tried to talk to her. Sometimes she'd listen. Most of the time, she just got mad.
Ugh. What? I was thinking about Mrs. Jenis. When we were on the bridge, she was like a little kid. Frozen. She couldn't move, even to save her life. I felt guilty leaving her.
If you hadn't, you'd be dead too.
You can't force someone to do something they don't want to do. I know, it's just... that look on her face. It's like it's gonna haunt me for the rest of my life.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah? Lionel, come on in. What can I do you for?
I'm done thinking. I don't need to wait until tomorrow.
You've made a decision?
Yeah. Count me in. Whatever you guys have planned, whatever you're doing, I want to be a part of it.
That's great news, Lionel. To tell you the truth, we'd anticipated that very thing.
Really?
We sure did. In fact, we already have you paired up with Conrad Graham. The Office of Selective Service has decided to send you to Chicago. The commander is a guy named Blanca. He can probably help you piece together who you are.
I hope so. I'd really like to be getting some of my life back.
Good. I just need you to sign a couple forms here. Sign here. And here. Good. You're all set. You'll get your satellite phone tomorrow.
How soon will I be leaving?
We have just a little more training for you before you can leave. Besides, you'll need to get familiar with this.
What's that?
Open it up.
Whoa. A gun.
Your gun. Go ahead. It won't bite you.
Seen him. Never shot him.
Get used to it, Lionel. That gun could be your best friend someday.
What do you mean?
Someday that gun may be the only thing standing between you and the enemies of Nikolai Carpathia. When that happens, believe me, you'll know what to do.
Ah, there it is! Oh, that's just what I needed! All right, maybe I can cross the river at the dam.
Hey!
What?
Are you with the GC?
No.
Then what are you doing?
I'm trying to get home. All the bridges are gone, so I was thinking about trying to get across at that dam.
That may not be so easy. The middle of the dam is gone.
Oh, what? Oh, you're kidding.
Nope. There's about a 15-foot gap where the concrete just fell away.
15 feet, huh? I could probably do that. Okay, I better do this before it gets dark.
Well, you're welcome to stay with us for the night. We got a fire. You'll be warm.
Thanks, but I think I'm gonna keep going, okay?
Whatever. Good luck, I guess.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, Jetto. This shouldn't be too tough. Of course, it's a long way down. You got plenty of room to get up to speed, though. Get her up to about 40 miles an hour, and it's gravy from there, man. You'll be eating lunch with Vicky and Ryan and Lionel by tomorrow. If not, well, it'll be good to see your family again. Okay. It's just me and you, God. This is it.
Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.